KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 69 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. Otherwise, skies will gradually become partly cloudy, and we'll have a high of 83 with winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. One person was seriously injured during a single vehicle accident in Shelby County Monday evening. According to reports, the crash happened just before 7 p.m. near the Shelby County Golf Course. Westphalia Fire and Rescue was called to the scene along with LifeNet helicopter. Additional details are currently not available. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Alex Londo Monday afternoon said that around 3:45 p.m. Monday, a call came into the Shelby County 911 center about a plane that was having mechanical problems and was needing to make an emergency landing at the Harlan Municipal Airport. According to Airport Manager Scott Pigsley, a crop duster was conducting commercial crop dusting southwest of the airport when a mechanical problem occurred. The pilot was able to land the aircraft safely at the Harlan Municipal Airport with no injuries. Harlan Police, Shelby County Sheriff's Deputies, Harlan Fire, Medevac Ambulance, and Shelby County Emergency Management all responded to the scene. The event is under investigation. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 29-year-old Brandon Michael Johnson of Council Bluffs was arrested Monday on a valid warrant for contempt of court. Johnson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Three additional cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in residents of Montgomery County, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 21. Health officials yesterday said the three cases contracted the virus through community spread and close contact with a previously reported positive case. One person is an adult 18 to 40. The other two are persons 41 to 60. All are isolating at home. 16 people with the virus have recovered in Montgomery County. Two have died, and 1,004 people have been tested altogether. The state of Iowa's COVID-19 dashboard as of early this morning showed there were five more deaths across the state reported since Monday and 471 new confirmed positive cases of COVID-19. The state's death toll from the virus is up slightly to 798, and the number of positive cases is at 39,378. The IDPH says 422,082 Iowans have been tested. Of those, 381,255 have tested negative for COVID-19. That's an increase of 2,150 over Monday's data. Officials said also 28,278 persons affected by the virus have recovered from it. Hospitalization data show two more people with COVID-19 were hospitalized across the state for a total of 223. 74 are in an ICU. That's two fewer than Monday. 23 were admitted. That's up two from yesterday. And 32 were on a ventilator. Again, two more than Monday. In RMCC Region 4, which is southwest and western Iowa, the hospitalization data shows no change in the number of persons hospitalized at 8. One less person was in an ICU for a total of 3, and one person each was admitted to a hospital and on a ventilator. Long-term care facility data shows that 17 outbreaks, one more than the past few days. 456 staff and patients at those facilities have tested positive for the virus. 95 have recovered and 425 have died. Here's the latest data for the confirmed cases and number of persons recovered from COVID-19 in Cass and surrounding counties. And at Cass County, no changes in the positive cases, which currently stand at 30. There are now 28 recovered. That's three more than Monday. Adair County has 20 positive cases, 16 recovered. Adams County, 12 cases. Audubon County, 21 cases, which was one more than Monday. In both Adams and Audubon counties, the IDPH website does not have data on recovered COVID-19 patients. Guthrie County has 107 cases, that's four more than yesterday, and 62 recovered. Montgomery County, 21 cases, as I mentioned a moment ago, and that's two more than Monday. 16 have recovered, and that's three more than yesterday. Pottawatomie County is currently up to 925 cases, which is 11 more than Monday. 704 have recovered, and that's an addition of 8 that have recovered from the virus. And finally, in Shelby County, there are 127 cases currently posted, two more than Monday, and 121 have recovered. That is one more person having recovered since Monday. In the funeral announcements, Nadine Christensen, age 81, of Audubon, died July 12th at her home. Funeral services for Nadine Christensen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Karma Hutchins, age 92, of Audubon, died Wednesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Karma Hutchins will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Laverne Roy Mertz, age 94, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. A memorial service for Laverne Roy Mertz will be on Wednesday, tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Stephen J. Blatt, age 70, of Shelby, died July 14th at Murtu Medical Center. Graveside services for Stephen Blatt will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Shelby Cemetery, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. Scott Krauth, age 51, of Grimes and formerly of Messina, died July 4th. A visitation for Scott Krauth will be Friday from 3 until 8 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina, with the family greeting friends from 6 until 8 p.m. on Friday. Levina Blanchard, age 90, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Services for Levina Blanchard will be held at a later date. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family. Steve Kenneth Calkins, age 61, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Veterans Hospital in Des Moines. Private family graveside services will be held for Steve Calkins at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Pamela Jewel Menace, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A celebration of life for Pamela Jewel Menace is currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.